From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better.
We know from Bach, for example, that Bach would sometimes be really, really extremely strict with his children. If they wouldn't be, you know, good enough on the piano, improvising a fugue, you know, getting the music or so. And, you know, I think that comes out of a lack of understanding that some people are, you know, but some people, most people are, you know, normal people. So, I mean, a genius like Mozart happens so rarely, you know, and it's really something very special and very, very different. And I mean, there are some genius composers that I think have written genius musics, but maybe didn't have such problems like Mozart because their way of living was maybe more normal, and the rest of their brain maybe functioned on a more normal level. Mm-hmm. But I think reading Mozart's letters and all his word plays, his skills for language, I mean, everything. There was not only musical genius. I mean, his whole being, his whole brain kind of worked on a so different way. I mean, it would be certainly, I guess, for scientists nowadays, very interesting to kind of analyze his brain or so. I think it's difficult to judge a personality like him, especially in that times.
Yeah, I mean, they had no way of really measuring.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, there must. I always imagine that there can only be a kind of feeling in a person like that for being different, you know, mm-hmm. and even if the different means that you write genius music and so, you still can't most probably get away from the feeling that you are different than most everybody around you in terms of, if you know, being Mozart.
I had when I was talking, I told you we talked with Michael Stern a few days ago. When I was talking to him, he said he went and got a history degree first. He was going to be a lawyer. Mm-hmm, here's mm-hmm. a man who's the son of Isaac Stern. He's been playing his violin since he was 3 and a half.
Yeah.
But he said, I had this strange and misguided notion I was going to be an attorney. But he said, music kept grabbing me and pulling me back. But at one point I said, did you ever consider being a violinist? He said, oh, you've got to be kidding. I'm going to play a violin. No. But he said, unfortunately now, my daughter wants to play. Yeah. So he said, it's nice to be able to play with her.
Yeah.
I can give some of her grandfather to her. But there was no way I was walking on a stage. And I can only imagine, maybe Leopold felt a little bit of that when he saw what he had in his son. He's like, I'm not going to write anything else. Yeah. What can I write?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like... Leopold was a gifted composer, no question. I mean, more gifted than many other composers at that time, when you take Wagenseil or so. I mean, no question. But in comparison to his son, it's no comparison, of course. Yeah.
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.